Whew. Okay, I am super out of breath after that audio. I made a drooly wet spot on my chair, which I'm kind of sad about because this is a fairly new chair that was in pristine condition, and now it's got a drooly wet spot. So this will forever be known as the audio that gave my chair a drooly wet spot. Whew, I am sweaty. My leg is red from slapping my thigh because if you don't know, ooh, I'm spilling some industry secrets right here. I try to include as much of the sound effects as I possibly can while I'm recording. So the thigh slapping, I have my PJ pants back on now, but usually I would expose my thighs. Here, I'll do it now so you can hear the difference between over the PJs and that is under the PJs. That was over. It's kind of more muffled. And then it helps me also get like a more natural reaction to the slap too, if it's a real slap. You can tell it's like I've run a marathon and hello, welcome. I should say what this is, but this is so off the cuff that I wasn't even concerned about an intro or anything. Welcome to the behind the scenes. This was behind the scenes for this month's free audio, which was voted on by patrons. This was a story that was suggested by a patron, and the story was turning your supervillain accomplice into your girlfriend. So if you haven't listened to that one or you just finished listening to that one, this is the little behind the scenes, whatever you want to call it, thingamajig, unedited rant about how I felt about the script and how I'm feeling right now. Honestly, I had a really, really fun time playing that character. It gives me like a bit of a Harley Quinn vibe to just be like, ah, ha, ha, I have to do the fun laughs and the and whatever. And getting to be like super extra sassy is fun. So this was actually a really fun, enjoyable script for me to record. I don't always like doing the blowjob deep throat audios. Oh my God, I'm spilling another industry secret, or I guess a personal secret on how I do things around here. But I don't love the deep throat audios because, like I was saying, with the slapping, it's a real sound, right? With the deep throat, I have this purple rubber dildo with a suction cup. Sorry, that was probably really loud for your ears. There's a suction cup on the back. Not that I suction it, cup it to anything. Could you imagine I suction cup it to like underneath the microphone or something? I actually just use the suction cup like a handle and I hold it. And the dildo, this purple rubber dildo, does have some balls on it. So if the audio is like, lick the balls, then, you know, I go in and lick the balls of the dildo. And just like the deep throat audios, or the sound effects, I mean, it's a, like literally with the dildo. So as you can imagine, like doing that, sometimes these audios are 20 minutes long, 30 minutes long. So doing a blowjob scene for like 3 to 5 minutes within the audio, it gets really tiring. So I apologize if a lot of these afterthoughts are me out of breath being like, oh, I am sweaty, because I am. And I have boob sweat right now. I have cleavage sweat dripping. I don't know if you find this sexier or not sexier. I don't know, but I'm going to be releasing more of these behind the scenes. And I hope you're okay with that. I hope you're okay with me just like ranting about it, because I want my Patreon to change and evolve as I change and evolve as a creator. And as you know, I am very, very against content theft. I'm against AI. I want to pay artists what they're worth. And I just ask in return that I am maybe paid what I am worth. So if you think it's been worth your time to be part of this Patreon page, I hope you stick with me and I hope you watch as the content grows and evolves. And I'll be doing more of these just after I'm done recording these audios, telling you how I feel about them, how I feel about how Patreon's going, and just a little one-on-one. So I'd even like to open it now if you want to have a bit more of a conversation with me, if you have questions for me about what I do, recording audios, how I make sound effects, literally anything you want to know. If you're on my Patreon page, please shoot me a DM with a question and maybe I can add some questions in to the end of these little rants on the tail end of these recordings. So, hey, thank you so much for being here. I am hot. I am sweaty. I need a drink of water. I think I recorded for 28 minutes on that last audio, and it will get edited down probably quite a bit to around 16-ish minutes. That's my guess. But I don't know right now because I haven't edited it. I'm literally just off the cusp of the recording. All right, well, tonight I'm going to go and have myself a nice hot bath. I'm going to relax. Sometimes after these audios, I would immediately go and start editing them or take a quick lunch break or a coffee break. But tonight I am recording quite late. It is about 7 p.m. and I am grandma. I like to go to bed early and wake up early because coffee, you look forward to the coffee in the morning. You know, I can't have a coffee at 7 p.m. at night because then I'll be up all freaking night. So I'm going to go and have maybe a cup of tea, enjoy a nice hot bath. And tomorrow morning when I wake up and have my coffee, I will start editing this audio right away. And this one is coming out on Friday. So I actually believe it'll be up on Patreon in 2 days on Wednesday. And Patreons, you guys get early access to all the new content. So you get it a couple days early, which is why you should be checking the Patreon page I post here on Mondays, Safe for Work binaural audios. By the way, are you guys enjoying the binaural, the like double-eared mics? They sound, the audios that I do for YouTube, the Safe for Work ones, sound a lot different than this microphone I'm using now. This is a one-directional. It's just a Rode mic, run-of-the-mill condenser mic, but I do have that fancy 3DO, and I don't often use it for, I say often, but I don't think I've ever used it for an erotic audio because it sounds a lot different and it's a lot harder to record than just with this like Rode mic that I'm used to. But I'd love to hear your opinion. Do you think I should maybe try to do an erotic audio with this crazy spatial binaural type of sound that I have on my YouTube audios? Do you prefer this type of sound over that type of sound? I'm always, always, always interested in hearing what you have to say. But anyway, I have rambled on for way too long. Look forward to more of these in the future, and we will see you in the next one. All right. You have a lovely night. I'm going to go enjoy my bath. Bye. Oh, and in my chaotic rambling, I don't know if I mentioned the stain on my chair was from the drool from the blowjob sounds that I made with my dildo. The drool got a little intense in that one. Okay, bye.